Releasing a Rattlesnake. How about that? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Inspiration. Releasing a Rattlesnake. A friend called yesterday and told me that there was a rattlesnake in his yard. And this rattlesnake was not a very nice rattlesnake. It was a big old bird. Had lovely rattles on it and was singing its song, rattling away. And my friend says, how do I get rid of him? He said, I spoke my word, and I said, rattlesnake, you're a nice guy. Go and enjoy the acres and acres of wonderful land all around here, and just leave us alone. You go and play elsewhere. And then, what did my friend do? My friend proceeded to worry about it. He proceeded to worry whether the rattlesnake would be a threat to him and his family. He proceeded to worry whether the rattlesnake would be really gone or not. He proceeded to worry. Well, you know, worry is the most wonderful recreation thing that we have in our life. When we worry, we recreate the very thing we're worrying about. It's bad enough that the thing was there for us to worry about in the first place, but then to worry about it in the second place, and in the third place, and in the fourth place. How silly. Releasing a rattlesnake. Well, here on our acreage in northern, southern California, northern, we put it far away, in southern California, there are coyotes and rattlesnakes and all sorts of different types of creatures, and this is their native land, and it's where they live. And we live here too. And so I say to the creatures who I see, and even those who I don't see, I say, hey, you guys, I know this is where you've been used to living, but there's thousands and thousands of acres out there. You just go play and have a good time. And you know that I love you and I bless you and I see you all having a happy, healthy, hearty, long life, doing whatever it is that you came on planet Earth to do. And so, over the 30 years, which we're celebrating our 30th year here as a corporation, got Unlimited University of Healing here in Capitol, 30 years ago we came here. Actually, we were long before that, but 30 years, isn't that a wonderful time? So, during that time, I have talked to maybe about half a dozen rattlesnakes, not many more, and each rattlesnake that I saw, I said, hi, you may go and play wherever you like. There are thousands of acres out there. Go and enjoy them. And just remember, you sort of upset my guests here at the University of Healing campus. And you don't want to do that. Because when they get upset, then they get bad vibrations. And when you're upset, you have bad vibrations. And who needs bad vibrations? So you just go play somewhere else and know that I surround you with my pure white light of love, and only good and happiness comes into your life. And lo and behold, they're never seen again. Which is just not a surprise, because I put the cause in motion, and I released it. I said, you go and play. I wasn't angry with them. I wasn't unfriendly with them. I wasn't worried that they might hurt me or that they might do something bad. I just released them and said, go. One time, I had a whole group of ladies and a few fellows who were attending a lecture that I was giving, walking through the meal meditations program. And we sat on the bench at the Yosemite area, and I was lecturing on that. And they were all sitting there and standing and watching and listening. And then a rattlesnake rattles his tail behind them. And the bench they were sitting on was a couple of logs standing up, and it fell over, and they fell right backwards, right to where the guy was. And he rattled again, and then I said, hey, you're scaring my people. Go away. And he rattled, and he went further. He rattled, he went further, he rattled, he went further. He was showing off that he was leaving us. But next thing you know, he was way in the distance. And we said, thank you. Have a nice day. Enjoy yourself. And we were not frightened. We were not worried. We just released him. And off he went to play somewhere else. And isn't it wonderful when we take charge of our life, how even a rattlesnake will go away, even a cold will go away, even unhappiness will go away, even anything which upsets us in any way will go away. But if we keep re-enlivening it by speaking our word about it and worrying about it and being concerned that it might not go away, then lo and behold, it's still there. It makes itself known and scares the pants off us and makes us feel very insecure, but that's our choice. Now, do we know how to put the cause in practice to bring about the results in our life? We sure do. Speak your word, I'm whole and perfect, and let it go. Speak your word, I'm independently wealthy, and let it go. Speak your word, I'm surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances, and let it go. As I speak my word at any time and let it go, the magic of my words result in whatever it is I spoke my word for. That'll happen to you too. Try it. It works. And just release that rattlesnake. You don't need that in your world. I love you. I love you. I love you.